Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 47, The Lion's Den.
Part 3 of 3.
Easy. Watch the sides.
I'm trying. It's hard to see.
Is night vision on?
Yeah. It doesn't help much.
How can they get through this? Can they see when it's that dark?
Just follow your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? They might. Their eyes do turn that crazy. Shit!
What?
It's stuck again.
You keep driving into walls.
It's not like I'm trying to. These controls are nuts.
You want
to
switch out washing up here? Let me try?
Now, you haven't even been trained how to use it. Got him.
Shit, another fork.
Well, draw it on the map.
I did.
So which way this time?
Go right, I guess. Oh, hey. A little foggy here. Think that's the gas?
Maybe. It's hard to tell. Ah, damn. I swear it keeps getting more narrow.
Yeah, I don't think so. You just suck at this.
Vic, you mind watching them?
Sure. They doing anything?
Mostly wandering around confused. Who knows for how much longer. At least they haven't started heading back inside.
Ah, I hate this thing.
You break it, you gonna go down there and get it? Look, just let me try.
Here.
Yeah, so this is back and turns like this.
How did you...
Just gotta rock it back and forth. Don't play many video games, huh?
No. But...
Well, who do you think designed this shit? Bunch of nerds. Ha! I was born for this. Handles just like the Warthog in Halo, and I could get that thing damn near anywhere. I'll get you where you need to go. Just keep track of what path we're on.
Look out for the rock.
Oh, you mean that thing that's behind us? Forget infantry. I should have signed up for this. Just kick back in some air-conditioned truck. Let this thing do all the hard work.
Right. That's what EOD did all the time.
I'm just joking. I wouldn't want their job anyway.
Man, this place is deep.
Ho, ramp going down. And down. Holy cow, how far can they go? There's supposed to be like a water table or shit this low?
You'd think so. But there's not.
Well, who cares? Pass clear and we're making great time.
Whoa, slow down. Look.
Oh, I see him.
We saw a pair of dots beaming back at us all of a sudden. Saul slowed Cody to a stop. The night vision gave us early warning of the eyes of upcoming biters. We were fixed on the monitor as they passed by on the left. Not noticing us, with the occasional one brushing up against Cody.
What's happening?
They're ignoring us. We're just waiting it out.
Switch to the other camera. See if they left.
How do I...
What? Video games didn't teach you everything, huh? This is the camera view behind.
Yeah, we're good. Keep going?
Go for it.
They didn't run into us, so maybe they can see.
If that's true, maybe they saw the symbol.
Wait a minute. We got something.
What is it?
Go in slowly. I see more eyes. Cody entered an open area, complete with what looked like columns of hardened dirt that went from floor to ceiling. Saul moved Cody closer to see a small gap in the wall, where water trickled into a little pool. Several biters were dipping what looked like plastic buckets and jugs into the basin. Another was mixing what looked like chunks of mud next to it and grabbing a large armful and walking away.
Their well works better than ours? How's that for some shit?
They're using old junk to carry water. And that mud stuff.
I don't see a way out. We better turn around before they see us.
Yeah. Yeah, go. Go ahead and back out the other way.
Oh shit, we missed it. There was another path going the other direction. Go there?
Why not? I didn't think they'd be able to go so deep. And in such a short time.
Is that a problem?
No. Not yet, anyway.
Dude, check out this room.
Cody crept into yet another chamber, similar to the water one. This one was riddled with rows of garbage and what looked like dead animals, systematically placed and spread out from each other. As we got closer, the camera could see many things growing out of them.
Oh, sick.
You gonna tell me or what? What do you see?
Dude, look at that guy. He's picking the stuff off of them. And another one's pouring the water bucket on it.
Guys!
Mushrooms. And I think that's like moss or something. And, ooh, what's that moving? We're not their only food.
Oh, gross. I don't know. Worms or something? Like this is their garden.
Are we supposed to be happy about this?
So much for him starving.
Check it out. That biter's heading down another hole. Should I follow him? He's carrying something.
If it's food, yeah. Remember, they did that at the arena. That'd be where to go.
All right. Oh, damn. More downhill. Come on. Keep going.
Shit!
What is it?
The battery's low?
No. It's getting out of range. Surprised it lasted as long as it did. Back it up.
I'm trying. It's still going forward.
What?
It's rolling down the hill.
The monitor showed Cody sliding slowly behind the biter, heading deeper down into the earth. With every foot, the video signal kept getting fuzzier and fuzzier, until eventually it went to total static.
Here, you can have it back now.
Son of a bitch!
You want to keep it down? They are still out there.
Now what? We try and detonate where it is?
We don't know where it is. That tunnel could go where they piss and shit. We don't know. Might not kill any of them.
So we gotta get closer to get the feed again.
Look, I'll do it. Give me the controller. They can't turn me, right? I'll throw on the last of the repellent and...
Wait, you think we're just gonna let you go alone? What if we just get more people and,
No, the batteries won't last that long on Cody. If they die, we'd have to go all the way down there to get it. Right now, we just need to move close enough to have a signal again.
It'll be a hell of a lot easier to go now while they're all outside still, right, Vic?
But there's still some of them down there.
Got the katana for those. And the matagun if we see anything bigger.
Well, what about the gas? If it's down there?
We're already prepared for that.
Seriously? Oh, man. Not those things again.
Shut up and suit up.
You mind? I'm trying to work. Kelly, I'm in here.
How'd you know I was...
Saw you coming on the monitors.
Oh. Well, you can pretty much kiss the radios goodbye for a while.
That's from the relay?
Yep. Whole thing, like, melted inside. I'm not sure what happened. Could have been lightning, water, I don't know. I don't think Glenn expected them to get exposed to that kind of weather.
I'm not sure if we have any spare parts either.
Kelly, you mind giving me a hand in here? I need you to hold this brace.
Yeah, sure.
What the... We got something. Truck incoming.
Is it them? Are they done?
Is that one of ours?
On the monitor, the truck quickly raced towards the entrance of the building, with two people sitting in the back and one other got out. I couldn't recognize any of them as they moved quickly out of view.
What is it?
Switch the cameras. I can't see them.
Who's here?
Shit, where do they go? I can't. Where?
There they are, running from the entrance. What are they?
Damn it! Grab your guns, quick! The concrete's reinforced, but they could.
They're coming back again.
Help me up.
It's another one.
Shit! Damn it, they're in!
Switch cameras.
I'm trying.
They're in the lobby.
I can't keep up with them.
Give me a gun.
Within seconds, the dust covered most of the lobby. Everything went so fast, I was barely able to grab my rifle. A figure jumped through the dust and ran over to the large bundle of cables that were coming from the basement. Two others went and grabbed something, but I couldn't tell what. They were shouting, but you couldn't hear what was being said on the monitors.
Shit!
What do we do?
They're going for the power!
What the hell are they carrying?
Come on! We need to do something!
What is that?
Kelly, it's the minigun!
Right as I got to the stairs, a wave of bullets came up from the floor, flying through the exposed steps. I fell onto the ground and crawled back to the others, barely getting away.
We're trapped!
Give me a gun! I can fight!
Oh, you idiot!
Hello! Anyone, we're under attack at Dunbar! Anyone out there? Shut him up!
I looked up, just as our lights went out. I was able to scramble back over to the security room as I saw the monitors go black.
Clear. I don't smell anything, so keep your masks off. Save your air.
Clear. This way.
Right behind you.
We moved through the entrance of the tunnel in full scuba gear. I had my rifle slung in one hand and the Kodi controller in the other. Saul led with a katana, while Victor held the Matagun between us. I felt sorry for him. Not only did Victor have to carry his scuba tank, but he also had to carry the tanks for the Matagun. Saul was light on his feet and walked in front, his NVGs lighting the way. We covered ourselves with the remaining repellent, but who knows how many other smells we were carrying now with all this gear.
Anything yet?
No, still no signal on.
Go right, here. It should take us further down.
Hold up. I got eyes.
Where?
Stay there. Move forward.
I got her six.
Where to now?
Keep going ahead. There should be a ramp down soon. That should be close enough to control Cody. We'll head for that water room.
Step it up. We need to get out before they come back. Every step we take, we gotta do again on the way out.
We traveled down several more tunnels, Saul killing a few unsuspecting biters along the way, until we reached the point that branched off into the water well. Cody was just starting to have a clear video feed as we went down, and finally, in the room, I regained full control. The water room was empty now, and with only one way in, we quickly secured it.
Room's clear. They're not in here.
I'll watch the door. Saul, here, you take it. You're better with this thing. Give me the night vision goggles.
It can move now?
Yeah, you're in control.
Moving fast, man. Dang. Look at this place.
Turn your flashlight off. Come on, just hurry.
I gotta figure out where it is first. All right, I got it. Mark your map. It came down this way.
Okay, I'll draw it.
Look, another one with a bucket down there.
Follow it.
I am. Slowly.
Saul maneuvered Cody down a last stretch of hallway until bits of light could be seen near the end.
What the hell is that?
Someone's got a fire going.
I thought they could smell or see their way through. Why do they need light?
And then we saw why. Cody rounded the corner to see a large open room. There was a small fire in the center, which sent light around the entire place. This room had columns of dirt, just like the one we were in, but these were reinforced by massive amounts of bones, most of them human. As Cody crawled toward the center, near the fire, the back wall came into view. While everything before was cave, this section was very different. A small wooden bed and desk were pushed up against each other, and the other tables were filled with stacks of papers and books. The wall itself was covered in various papers with drawings, writings, and markings, indistinguishable. But there was the occasional figure or outline of what looked to me like a human, and another that looked like the shape of a helicopter. Then, as we got close, there was another opening in the wall where the biter carrying the bucket headed down. Distinct noises could be heard over the speaker.
That's it. That's what I heard before.
They're down there.
Gotta be.
Well, they're still feeding them, so that's good, right?
Should I set the timer for the C4?
He's not down there, is he?
I don't see him. But that's where those other things are. Isn't that the target?
Couldn't he just make more?
Screw it. Set the timer. Let's get the hell out of here.
How long?
Took us 10 minutes to get here, so 15 to be safe.
Okay. Did it.
Shit. Let's go. Nice job, man.
Here, I'll trade you. Take the NVGs. Lead us out.
Got it.
Can we drop the tanks? There's been no gas in these parts after all.
You kidding? I don't want to be without them if something changes. Wait. We got movement. On the camera. By Cody.
Hey guys, clock's ticking. Should we reset it?
I watched the video feed as a shadow passed by the fire. I had just barely started turning the camera when suddenly everything went sideways. Cody's tires spun out of control as pieces started to fly in all directions. We watched the mechanical arm get ripped completely off and tossed into the fire, along with several wires and pieces from the explosives.
Aw, shit! No!
What happened? What'd you do?
Something hit it! I don't know. I can't move it at all.
Is it still counting down?
No! The timer got completely pulled off. I think the detonators, too. That's when two shoes came into view, and a figure kneeled. I saw Robert's green eyes staring back at me through the camera. He knew we were watching. He didn't dismantle Cody any further. He left it sitting there on its side, broken and lifeless, and just stared at us, smiling the whole time.
Generator's on. This'll just take a second.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know they're going to try and convince us to stay, and
I'm not gonna let that happen. Not picking up at the colony. I'll try Dunbar.
Maybe they left already.
Yeah, they may be out. Let me try some of the other safe houses. What was it? 1201? Yeah, that's it. Let me try this. Offline. 1202?
Nothing?
We'd only get something if the generators are on, so it's... Hey, I think I got somebody. This one's got power.
Hello?
Hey, Pete, right? Hey, we're trying to...
Burton, just shut up and listen, man, please.
What? What is it?
I tried to call Dunbar, but it was too late, man.
What? What's happening?
They shot me. I got away. They took Max. He knew where Dunbar was.
Oh, shit.
I was completely out. They cut the cable. Shoot. We're blind. Fuck!
Where's Pegs helping the baby?
I don't know. I think the sixth floor last time I saw them.
Oh, they weren't in the stairwell, were they?
I hope not.
Shit! You re-broke your leg! Oh, damn it!
You need to shut him up!
I'm on it.
I'm trying.
We have no idea where they are right now. Watch the stairwell, and if they do anything...
Hello?
Oh, God.
Aw, come on! Come out, wherever you are! We were playing such a good game of hide and seek. And guess what? I found you.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Constance Parn, Otto Sturck, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, Claire Doden, Greg Miller, Jenna McCombie, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors Phil Englert and K.C. Whalen. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.